In the face of Trump's tariffs, Canada and China grow closer. A Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney hailed a new strategic partnership and tariff deals with China on Friday after a four-day visit that analysts said was an effort to reset a deeply troubled relationship amid Canada's efforts to diversify trade away from the United States. Carney announced the easing of some of the tariffs the two countries had imposed on each other, with Canada agreeing to allow in 49,000 Chinese electric vehicles at a much reduced tariff of 6.1%, while China will cut canola seed tariffs to about 15%. The moves were a sign of how President Donald Trump's levies on allies and adversaries alike are reordering global economic relationships, pushing two of the United States' largest trading partners closer together after years of strained ties to offset the costs. Earlier in the day, Carney met with Chinese President Xi Jinping, who described the visit as part of a turnaround in Sino-Canadian ties. China, Canada's second largest trading partner after the United States, imposed steep tariffs on Canadian agricultural goods, including rapeseed and beef, last year. Those duties were retaliation for Canada's levies on Chinese-made electric vehicles, steel and aluminum. Ottawa announced those tariffs in 2024 as part of an effort to align itself with U.S. policy on China. Despite the easing of some tariffs and the optimistic words from both leaders, the visit was largely an opening icebreaker, said Zhang Minghao, deputy director of the Fudan University Center for American Studies. Sino-Canadian ties, he added, still face many difficulties, especially in areas like ideology and national security. It's an exploratory process, and they are focusing on the so-called low-hanging fruit first. Reflecting the assessments of many other analysts, Zhao also said the most striking part of the visit was the way Canada was using the restoration of ties with China as a way to de-risk its relationship with the U.S. Carney's visit was the first by a Canadian prime minister in nearly a decade, and Sino-Canadian ties have been in a deep freeze for nearly as long. There's no real advantage to us, Trump told reporters in Dearborn, Michigan, renewing fears in Canada that he could rip the deal up. It's irrelevant to me. Canada wants it. They need it. We don't. Carney has been unable to reach a deal to ease the tariffs that the U.S. has imposed on Canadian goods. In October, Trump terminated all trade talks with Canada over a television advertisement critical of tariffs that was broadcast on U.S. networks and paid for by the government of Ontario. Canadian officials said they were close to a deal before Trump suspended negotiations. At home, the China reset has also proved tricky. Provincial leaders and farmers in the Prairie provinces of Saskatchewan and Manitoba, which have been hardest hit by the Chinese tariffs, have long pressed Carney to ease the levies on China. But the move is poised to anger officials in the province of Ontario, the heart of Canada's auto industry. Officials there have supported the tariffs on China, viewing them as necessary for protecting Canadian auto jobs and citing national security concerns. Canada's auto sector is facing an existential crisis, analysts say, because of Trump's tariffs on autos, steel and aluminum. Trump administration officials have repeatedly asserted they do not want to make cars with Canada. Trump's tariffs and threats against Canadian sovereignty have infuriated Canadians. A Pew Research Center poll in July found that 59% of Canadians view the United States as their country's top threat, while just 17% see China that way.